Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
I ended 06066.
I'm sorry, sir. May I have that zip code again?
06066.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Forrest Wilkes.
Okay, let's see here. Have you placed an order for a product?
About a month ago, yes.
Okay. Okay, I don't see an account for you yet, but let me keep looking. Let me get your first name again, please, sir.
Forrest, like Forrest Gump.
Okay, and the last name?
Wilkes is W-I-L-K-S.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, I'm still not finding an account for you. So that's Forrest with two R's.
Forrest, yep.
And Wilkes, W-I-L-K-S.
That's correct, yep.
Okay. Nope, not getting an account here for you. So let's try your phone number.
Okay, 605.
Mm-hmm.
953.
Okay.
9095.
Thank you. No, sir. Still not getting an account here for you. Let's see. What about your email address?
That's my first name, last name, at yahoo.com.
Okay. One moment.
Forrest is F-O-R-R-E-S-T. Wilkes is W-I-L-K-S at yahoo.com.
Okay. No, I'm not getting an account here. This is a call center. We do have a database for a number of companies where you may have purchased products. I'm not getting an account for you yet. So you did say you placed an order. Did you get an order confirmation?
I did. And with an email, yes.
Do you have an order number? Yes, sir.
I do, yes.
Okay.
1-4-4-8-8-0-3-0-9.
Okay. No, I'm not. Normally, our order numbers consist of numbers and letters. So where did you get the number to call this particular call center?
That's a good question.
Do you have the product?
I don't have the product. No, it's not. But they keep saying it will be shipped as soon as possible, but that's... They said that every week.
Okay. Well, I would suggest, now, I don't, like I said, I don't see enough product on an account here for you. I can search by the first six and last four of the card number that you used to purchase the product. But normally I would have been able to find some remnant of your account by now with everything you've given me. That order number.
I'm looking for the Starscope Monocular Telescope.
Okay. This particular call center, we handle a number of calls, over 100 companies with so many products. So I can't really, I can't pinpoint what product you're talking about unless I find your account. So I would suggest you may be able to find the company that's charging you from your credit card company. You may be able to call them. They may be able to give you a customer service number to call. Or if you would like me to search with the partial card number, I can. But there's nothing here.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm not there. That's a problem.
Yes,
I keep
sir.
Getting emails
now,
from these guys from Starscope.
And you can't reply? You can't reply to them and ask the question?
I do reply, and they reply back. And I say they're working on it. They're going to ship it.
Okay. Well, can you, I don't know if they, are they providing numbers, contact phone numbers?
I looked at their website, and that's where I got the number for you guys.
Okay. Now, this number, I do get some calls where people have gotten this number because we are, quote unquote, a customer service line, but mm-hmm. certain companies are not have not hired this call center to answer their calls.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I would say the safest thing for you to do is to call your credit card company or whatever card you use to see if they can tell you what merchant is charging you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Will do.
Yes, sir. Yep. Thanks for calling Customer Support.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.